Happy September 12th here in Zeta Global Radio Land. I am Lainey Savante-Wolkin, and so glad you are here with us. We have an extraordinary show today. Lots of people have been knowing about Bonnie Ilias, and she is an animal intuitive and medical healer. But before we get into her story and how she can help all your furry friends, let's check in with the numerology of today, of September 12th, with resident numerologist, best-selling author, Ruth Dreher. How are you doing today, Ruth?
I'm so fine. I love the fall.
Do you have any pets of your own?
I have the sweetest cat in the world.
Oh, awesome. So you're going to love the show today because Bonnie is an incredible, I mean, people call her from all over the world. So stick around for that. But let's get into what is happening in numerology today.
Well, let me just say my cat was abandoned. And when I took her in, we worked with a psychic to get her to change some of her patterns. And it made all the difference in the world.
Wow, that's terrific. Well, some people, you know, if they have a consciousness and really understand that, I know when one of my beloved animals was hit by a car, we had a healer as well come in and work on her. And the doctors didn't even know what to make of it. They just said, well, you can come and get her now. We're like, okay. So I believe in all sorts of medical, intuitive, psychic, and alternative. Of course, that's what the show's all about. All right, September 12th. What's in store for us today?
Today is September 12th, 2015. Adding those numbers together equals 20, but it also can be added to equal the master number 11, which is written 11/2. And again, the question is it two ones, an 11, or a two? 11 is the dreamer of big dreams, the inventor. So this is a good day to visualize. It's not really an action day and may be quite emotional. What do you want most? What tiny steps are you willing to take towards it? Today is a good day to just act as if. How many times have you said, if I was God, I would, well, spend time thinking about how to engineer it to achieve the results you want. If we are co-creators, maybe the universe really needs our suggestions. So write them down, place them in the light, and release them. Remembering, too, is about patience and timing. Some surprising day you may see it happening just the way you envisioned it. For Zeta Global Radio, I'm Ruth Dreher. www.cybernumbers.com.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much, Ruth. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with a few little tidbits on our positive news segment, and then we'll get right into our time with Bonnie. Best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher is bringing her wisdom of the Pythagorean system to live workshops and retreats. On September 26th, join Ruth and sound healer Emma Kapu Mitchell for a fabulous getaway on the island of Oahu. The day includes meals, meditations, and Ruth's introduction to the magical and cosmic language of numerology. Space is limited and booking fast. Ruth will also be having her intro course on Saturday, October 17th in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Join us in the land of enchantment as we delve into the meaning of the numbers and how our numbers at birth are the blueprint for our life's destiny. Held at the Conscious Event venue Tech Love in Nob Hill, course also has limited seating. First 10 registrations will receive a complimentary 15-minute private session with Ruth to answer that burning question you've always wanted to know. For more information on both of these amazing opportunities to meet and work with Ruth Dreher, please visit our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. Well, we are pleased to welcome back to the Zeta Global Radio airwaves Vitaly Safarov, our positive news segment co-anchor. Welcome to the show and welcome back. We missed you for the 1 week, Vitaly.
Well, thank you so much. So wonderful to be back on air, I can tell you that.
Oh, excellent. So as we do every week, we talk about wonderful things happening, and you always seem to find like the hidden nuggets, the treasures out there globally. I know we do a lot from Europe, but it seems like last week, or I think the week before, you talked about something going on in Arizona. But this week sounds like what I'm reading, we have something really exciting going on in Greece. So let's talk about that first.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now we're going to start with a sacred tour, something that I really, really love. Done a few cruises in the past. It's just something I absolutely love. So we talk about Lee Carroll, who channels Cryon of Magnetic Services. Now, Lee Carroll is an American channeler and speaker and author. Carroll has authored about 12 books on channeling from the entity called Kryon and has co-authored 3 books on what he terms as indigo, talking about indigo children, indigo waves of volunteers. And he is bringing, for Lee Carroll and in his team, for the first time, bringing this amazing goddesses tour in Greece, which is a 5-star luxury experience.
Wow, I love that. I think the whole idea of gathering goddesses together is so empowering. I mean, this is sort of the time of our lives really to acknowledge the full female energy. So ladies out there, embrace the goddess within you. This is the age of transformation. So rise up and join 14 days of goddessness. I love that. That is totally a journey of a lifetime. And you too can join Lee Carroll, Dr. Amber Wolf, Kahuna Kalahali, and the Angelic Magnetic Master Kryon. And there's a lot going on. I've been hearing about Kryon's messages for a lot. So just know this is a limited sacred tour. It's just for 66 eternal goddesses. I'm sure that was very intentional, but those are how many spots are available.
Fantastic. Thank you. 66 adds up to 12 and adds up to 3. I wonder what Ruth has got to say about these numbers, which I'm sure we'll probably find out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, Samantha, you know, I absolutely love Kryon's material. And as you know, together with Paul Forth, we're working on this upcoming project, The Hebrew Mystic and the Language of Light, and is based on Kryon's channeled material, Book 12. So it was a great pleasure and honor to report this segment.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's great. And I know in future segments, as you get more into The Hebrew Mystic, we'll be able to talk more about that. But I know that's an incredible and personal project you're working on. So we'll look forward to sharing that with the audiences. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Kryon and Lee Carroll, you can go ahead and visit Kryon, which is Kryon.com, and learn more about what Lee Carroll does and his amazing body of work. Goddesses, if you see yourself joining Lee on the tour, we'll be posting a link on our Facebook page at Zeta Global Radio, and you can learn more about that. And stay tuned. You know, we are building an official Zeta Global Radio website as well. But for now, you can enjoy all the details, tidbits, special offers on Facebook.com. And we will have all sorts of incentives and different things going on. So invite your friends to like our page as we grow. We invite you to grow with us. Okay, so tell us more about what's happening in London. What's happening, Vitaly?
Rightio, back to London. Well, now, for those of you out there really, really battling your chattering mind, I have something interesting to report, and this report is courtesy of Kindred Spirit magazine. So thank you to all those at Kindred Spirit magazine, the editorial team, the reporters. Now, there's a lady called Marlies Kaplan. She's an internationally renowned author, humanitarian activist, and a pioneering researcher and a founder of Simplicity of Stillness. She has been interviewed on NBC and Fox News and shared the stage with some of the biggest names in industries such as Greg Braden, Panache Desai, and Dr. Eric Pearl. Now, I've checked her out, and I had a free gift when you subscribe to her mailing list. It was really a wonderful 7-day course, and I was listening to it. It's really, really interesting.
Awesome. Well, I know that Marlies's journey started when the emotional, physical trauma of her past and the illnesses it caused ignited her to discover sort of a new solution, really, and she'll be sharing that. And I know she's going to be coming to London. I wish I could be there to give talks and workshops where you'll be able to actually experience firsthand the SOS method that is offered. And it's all the benefits of meditation in 5 to 11 minutes if your mind isn't still. Surely you can find 5 to 11 minutes to do this. But to learn more on what is going on in the world of Marlies and everything happening in London, you can visit thesosmethod.com. You could also get your free gift and learn more about the revolutionary stillness technique. I think I need that to still the mind so we can sleep better. And also, don't forget to visit kindredspirit.com. kindredspirit.co.uk. That's kindredspirit.co.uk. They are a very long time running magazine, very well established for the mind, body, spirit community. Whenever we do work in the UK, we always count on them to help promote the good works of the good people out there. So you guys check them out. All right, what else can we share, Vitaly? We got a few more minutes left.
Fantastic. Okay, well, listen, this is a must highlight news for this week. Now, a leading alternative history researcher and author, Graham Hancock, gives us a preview of his latest book called The Magicians of the Guard. It's the 2016 sequel to his worldwide New York Times best-selling book, Fingerprints of the Guard. It was published in the UK on 10th of September, and Magicians of the Guard is a new book filled from front to back with completely new evidence, new travels to the world's most mysterious archaeological sites, new insights based on the latest scientific evidence into the global cataclysm that wiped out the entire civilization from the Earth and made us a species with amnesia, forced to begin all over again like little children with no memory of what happened before.
Wow. I mean, that's a mind bender. I did a little bit of a synopsis of the book. It is fascinating research into what happened to those we refer to as the sages and the masters and the shiny ones after really a series of cataclysmic events here on Earth about, 12,800 years ago. And, you know, it's a good point to bring up because you hear people talk about the sages, like who are the sages and when were the sages? So this is pretty compelling work. Wow. Okay. Moving on. We have probably another minute. So do you have anything more? Because we have the time for you.
Thank you. Well, listen, anyone interested in Graham Hancock's work, please go to www.grahamhancock.com to get your ancient hands on this freshly printed book. It's a must. Right, okay, well, for all UFO and paranormal lovers, Probe International 25th Annual Conference is coming up in a few weeks, October 10th and October 11th at St. Anne's in Blackpool. Now, I'm going to be there at a conference to make a very, very special announcement on behalf of Zeta Global Group, Zeta Global Radio, which we'll report back in October news for sure.
Well, that's awesome. I know that a series of master plannings are going on for Probe, and it's October 2016 special. So regarding that launch, we know it's well underway. So stay tuned. I'm super excited to be part of it. I know we all are. There's just so many people gathering from around the world getting ready for Probe, and the international spotlight will be in the UK. So, and for those of you in the US, Blackpool is sort of the Las Vegas of Europe. Is that right? Or is it the Las Vegas of Europe or Las Vegas of UK? Tell us a little bit more about Blackpool in general, Vitaly.
It's on the coast. It's, comes the October in the Blackpool illumination lights. It's filled with theater, with gambling, with hotels, with the landmark of the Blackpool Tower, where Strictly Come Dancing sometimes is aired from that very building. So it has got a capacity, logistics, and infrastructure for us to grow with our planning, which we will, of course, announce in October. Yeah, and of course, we have a new travel business partner about whom we will be reporting back in October as well.
Love it. Thank you. And to learn more about what's happening in Blackpool at Probe, you can go to ukprobe.com and learn about the upcoming October event and the guests and keynote speakers. I think that'll be great. Vitaly, thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break here and get right into today's topic with Dr. Caroline Wheeler will be with us to talk about the way to sleep well through a very special story time. So I'm excited to learn all about that. And thank you so much for being here. And we'll take a break and be right back.
Wonderful. My pleasure. I'll see you all very soon.
Conscious media maven Jackie Lapin invites you to explore luminaryvoices.com. Are you a booking agent, festival promoter, or organization looking for the best in spiritual and conscious presenters? Or are you that incredible speaker or performer looking to reach a worldwide audience that's awakening and ready to experience your divine gifts? Visit luminaryvoices.com, Lapin's newest and exciting web portal dedicated to conscious messengers. To join, visit luminaryvoices.com or contact them to book a presenter today. I'm Howard Wolkin, and I produce the Zeta Global Radio Show. In addition, I'm a 30-year veteran of the music business coming from New York City. Jackie represents my spiritual EDM project, Bison. She's an amazing force in the spiritual community, and I'm thrilled to be counted amongst her roster. Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs, including acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, NAET allergy elimination treatment, massage therapy, chiropractic, nutritional, herbal, and wellness counseling. It's full comprehensive care for the entire family. We're conveniently located next to Tractor Supply Company in Edgewood, New Mexico. Dr. Ann Losi, DOM, has been practicing for 12 years in the Edgewood area. Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness also features Dr. Heath Alvedrez, DC Chiropractic Adjustments, Chandra Martin, Massage Therapy, and Rachel Irwin, also Massage Therapy. We offer sliding scale fees for acupuncture, and our chiropractic adjustments are only $30. Again, come visit Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs.
Hello, this is Akashiana. I invite you to join us for a deep immersion of self-love and purification in the sacred waters of Costa Rica in April 2016. This is a deeper awakening into a space to remember, a time to reunite, and an experience of sacred exploration within divine you. We invite you through Zeta Global Radio for a special savings of 20% on our next sacred exploration. Sacred Explorations is part of the Path of Samadhi. It takes you on an experiential, spiritual journey to the core of your being.
Happy September 12th on Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Walken, here at the Lab Recording Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And there is a lot of excitement about this show. I mentioned earlier when talking to Ruth Dreher and doing the numerology of the day, people are crazy for their pets. To me, in our household, they are every much a bit of our family as the children, and we are thrilled to be speaking here today with Bonnie Ilias, who is an animal healer and intuitive. And for those of you who don't know what that means, Bonnie herself will describe that. But I just wanted to say a little bit about Bonnie. Since 1998, she has been helping animals, both domesticated and wild, and even dairy cows. So she's been doing this a while. She specializes in helping animals with physical and emotional concerns. And this is a real special opportunity. Her clients as well appreciate her ability as an intuitive to see what is at the root of their animal's concern. And as a healer, to help their animal heal from a variety of emotional and physical ailments. So we get to tap into the world of Bonnie as she taps into the world of animal intuitive medical healing. So Bonnie Ilias, welcome to the show. We're thrilled to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, I was excited. I intuitively found you, and this is great. Through the years, I've been a long time animal lover my whole life, and I know several people here. I live in the Southwest, and New Mexico's big on horses and alpacas, and my daughter has chinchillas, and it's just, you know, I have always felt the animals are just so close to spirit and God, and they're just beautiful, unconditionally loving. But sometimes we don't know what they're thinking, even though most of the time intuitively we do. So someone like you who brings forward some greater knowledge is a gift for all of us. So tell us about how this all came about in your life.
Oh, well, I would say, you know, most of my adult life I worked in the business world, you know, doing secretarial work or supervisory type of roles. And I always felt like a square peg in a round hole. But I just was like, well, what else can I do? Because I just have always felt like I'm not really talented at anything. And I was like, I got to make money. And, you know, yeah. I just felt like that's where I got to be. Well, as you know, if you don't kind of take care of yourself, the universe is going to push you over the edge. And that's kind of what happened. It was like, All of a sudden, I started just crying at my desk, couldn't stop crying. Anyway, to make a long story short, I think I was close to a nervous breakdown, and so I was basically forced to quit. I mean, I just was like, I can't do this anymore, and it was scary because I'm like, what am I going to do? And so I knew I had to start making money, and I always say the one thing my mom taught us well was to clean. So I started cleaning houses, and I basically prayed, tried to be open to what I was supposed to do because I didn't want to think that I was going to be cleaning houses forever. And I always say there's nothing like cleaning someone else's toilet bowl to help you start thinking outside of the box.
Wow.
I just started being aware that I was more interested in clients' animals. And so it just kind of, it happened to me. I didn't just one day go, oh, I'm going to work with animals. It just started happening where, you know, I would get ideas of what was wrong with my clients' animals, and then they would end up finding out from the vet or whatever later that it made sense what I said. So the word just kind of spread that way.
Well, I think that that's, first off, I want to acknowledge you for hearing the call. I agree with you. Yes, I too have had big knocks in my life by the universe, because if you don't hear the little taps on the door, eventually you're going to hear the big knock, and you do. It does feel like a breakdown. Something big shows up, and it's like you are divinely here to be doing something else. So whether it's cleaning toilets or whatever.
So often people will say, oh, that was so courageous of you to leave your job. And I go, no, if I was courageous, I would have done it years ago. You know, I only did it after I was, like, basically, you know, losing it.
Well, hooray for all of us and all the pets in the world. So tell us about the first experience with when it happened. Did you surprise yourself, or can you go back and tell us a little bit about what it was like and what led you to where you are now?
Well, like I said, it was often with cleaning clients. You know, they would say there's something wrong. And so the one, you know, something wrong with our animal, we can't figure it out. But the one case that really sticks in my mind was this really young lab. I think he was only like 2 years old, and he, you know, was really sick, and the people were really concerned. When I got home that day from the cleaning job, you know, I was thinking about this dog, and all of a sudden I just had this knowingness that it was something with his liver, and that he was, you know, possibly going to die because it was that serious. I immediately told myself that I had been sniffing too many cleaning fluids. I was convinced that I just made that up, that didn't make any sense because he's only 2 years old. 2 weeks later, I go back to for the cleaning job, and they said, oh, we found out that he has hepatitis.
Wow.
Well, that's just a fluke that I happened to see liver. You know, so whenever it would happen, I would just totally discount it. I would just be like, no way, I just wouldn't believe it. And then fortunately, my friends believed more than I believed in myself. And so then their friends started calling me. And then I started to trust it more because my friends' friends who were contacting me, I had never been in their houses. I had never met them. I had never talked to them before. I'd never seen their animals. So then it was easier for me to trust the information. And because with the cleaning clients, I kept telling myself I must have overheard something. I just had a hard time trusting myself.
How did you feel when you claimed it yourself, that this is what you are, this is what you do, and you started to tell people? And I have a reason for asking you after I get your answer.
How did I feel?
Like, did you feel confident? Like, this is what I do. Did people look at you like you had three heads? Or did they go, oh, wow, that's really interesting? And I'll just tell you, like, what happened is that my mother has a gift too, that when animals are close to transitioning, she can lay her hands on them and just give them a little bit more time if it's there to give them here. And when I told a friend that she has this gift, they no longer were my friend. They just thought we were totally woo-woo crazy witch doctors. And I realized that what we do, what we know in this world sometimes isn't always accepted. Now, of course, on this radio station, it's all about alternative and spiritual and consciousness, so you're in good hands, but it doesn't have to be woo-woo. It could be part of mainstream, like acupuncture. So I just wondered what your experience when you transitioned from administrative assistant to cleaning toilets to being who you are now, what your world has been like.
You had to bring up that toilet cleaning, didn't you?
I know. Well, you brought it up so many times. I'm like getting it out to show how wherever you are in life, you can make your own path.
Well, you know, at first I just easily told people, you know, that you meet someone, you know, and the next question is, oh, what do you do for a living? And because when I know something, I just think everyone is on the same page, you know. So I just would be like, you know, happily telling them, you know. And so it was much easier for me in the beginning than it is now, 15 years later, because now I mean, you would think people would maybe see me more credible because I've been doing it for 15 years, a single woman. You know, it's not, I have to have some success to have a business this many years. And yet I find it scarier to talk about now because I have learned, like in your example, that people will just kind of go, even people from my hometown, it's only a town of 203. And you would just think they knew me and my family. And I'm kind of, I'm looked at like I'm either working with the devil or I'm insane. And
yeah.
So it's just weird because I find it more upsetting to discuss with people now than in the beginning.
Well, I think now moving to where you are, the people are finding you. I know we spoke off air and you said that you have clients as far as India calling you. So you have made a name for yourself and you have there's been a lot of press and you're getting the notoriety you deserve. You have a 99% accuracy rate and you're fully in flow. So I just want to acknowledge you for that. And on the next segment, I think we're going to take a break here in just a moment, but we'll get right into sort of the work that you do and tell a little bit about the different stories. And it's good to know that you say, you know what, you work on all animals. It's not like you just do dogs and cats, because it's sounding like you said in your bio you work with dairy cows and wildlife. What is the most extreme or unique animal or exotic that you've worked with so far?
I would probably say a couple of turtles in Singapore.
Are you allowed to share what the story is behind that?
You know, to be honest, I can't remember what the issue was with one of them, but the one of the turtles I remember is, it had difficulty defecating. It was always, you know, where she had to take it to the vet and try to do things to force, you know, the stools to be released. And, you know, who wants to do that to anybody? Or, you know,
right.
So we just did some work with those turtles and that turtle in specific, I remember, to just figure out what he needed so that he could have more ease with the bathroom.
Wow. Oh, well, that's important for anybody or anything. So how about we do this? Let's hear, I want to hear more stories and just some basic ones on, you know, the modern day dog and cat. So you are listening to Zeta Global Radio. And we are going to take a brief pause and then come back with Bonnie Ilias, and we will learn more about what it means to be a animal medical intuitive and healer. Thank you for listening to Zeta Global Radio, and we will return in a moment.
Welcome to the Natural Awakening September edition on Ageless Living. We introduce different aspects of staying ageless through healing Qigong, sacred sexuality, and spiritual reflections on the reversal of the aging process. We also review the medical benefits of yoga for your health. Pick up your September copy now on newsstands everywhere in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Taos, or online at naturalawakeningsnm.com. To advertise your events or services, please call 505-999-1319. Here's to your health. Feel good, live simply, and laugh more.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Nob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am Lainey Savante Walken here with Bonnie Ilias. She is an animal medical intuitive and healer. We've been talking in the first segment about how she got started in this craft, this profession, which now 15 years later is doing really well, working with animals, all kinds of animals, both domesticated and wild, all over the world. So take a listen to what Bonnie has to say here. Hopefully she can answer some questions for you and have you learn more about what this is. Now, the first question I have for you, Bonnie, and I know you and I have talked about this off air, is that this is a bona fide intuitive practice. It's not like you're saying, oh, this turtle, this giraffe has lived 20 past lives, and in the 18th past life, something cruel happened, and it's coming up in this life. It's not that esoteric. It's a little bit more rudimentary and clear here. So I know that that's, you and I've had this discussion, that you're really more a practical intuitive. Is that right?
Yes, because I always say it's just very grounded information as to what needs to happen in the here and now to make this animal physically or emotionally better.
Okay, so what does that look like? Somebody calls you and they probably want to get into the whole story of what's happening with their animal. Like, what's the process work to working with you? And tell me about that.
Interesting that you said that they want to tell me, you know, the story. And I want to hear the story, but not up front. So when someone calls me and we hopefully, you know, have an appointment set up, and you know, all I want at that moment is the animal's name, approximate age, and the species, you know, whether a dog, cat, turtle, whatever. And then I'm quiet for a few minutes as I try to focus in and get some information. And I then will, you know, share with them what I see as a concern. And I might say, what's kind of interesting is usually a new client is telling me I'm wrong, because I might say, you know, the liver showing up, and they will say, no, that's not it. We've done all these tests at the vet. There's nothing wrong with his liver. Then my question will be, well, tell me the story. What's going on? What, you know, what's happening? And then they might say, you know, he's got blood in his stools. He's vomiting bile. He's, you know, got some skin issues, whatever. And I will say those are liver symptoms. And, you know, just because something doesn't show up on a test, well, we all know cases with people even where not everything shows up on a test. So,
right.
You know, so once I explain to them why the liver is the root of this issue, explain to them, you know, how the liver reacts. And, of course, the liver can give out many symptoms, as any system can. You know, then we get really specific about what certain proteins would be easier for the liver at this time. I get specific about what brands of foods I think are the best. I will ideally want them to stop all the drugs, because I have more success if they are not on drugs. And for some people, that's a little scary to think about giving up the drugs. But, you know, a lot of times by the time a new client calls me, they're pretty desperate and they've spent thousands at the vet and their animal is getting sicker and on all these drugs and nothing's getting better. Everything's actually, you know, more and more problems are popping up.
So are you finding that almost like homeopathy, we need to treat the root. We need not all these symptoms, like any on, you know, all the medicine, westernized medicines. Is that what you're saying? Is that so much as that's what's happening? You go in and go intuitively and go right to the root of what's happening.
Yes, and I think, you know, Western medicine, they pretty well focus on the outward symptom. And granted, sometimes the outward symptom is the problem. You know, let's say you have an ear issue with your animal. Well, sometimes it really is an ear issue because maybe there's something in it or there's a cut or whatever. But if it's like chronic, you know, every few months or a couple of times a year you have to get some drug because your dog has these chronic ear issues, or let's say chronic bladder infections, I'm like, that is not an ear problem. That's not a bladder problem. When you've got chronic symptoms, it's because something deeper inside is off balance. And that's why it's chronic, because treating the outward symptom, you're just kind of putting a Band-Aid on, and no one is recognizing what deep inside, whether liver, kidneys, pancreas, whatever, is what is driving this chronic problem.
Interesting. And are you able to work on the emotional and mental end, or is it just the physical?
No, just in fact, just today I did an energy healing session for a 4-month puppy who just is not acting like a puppy. You know, she said he's not roly-poly. You know, when you think of a puppy just being joyful, stands in a corner and won't let anyone touch him. A 4-month puppy, you know. So I do the same healing techniques, whether it's an emotional or a physical issue. And sometimes, you know, a client is calling for a purely physical issue, and I always, you know, we do a healing session, and then I always follow up in a couple of days, because if it's not totally healed with that one healing session, then we will do a second healing. And 2 sessions is the norm to really heal some chronic issue. And, you know, so then sometimes they'll say, oh, yeah, he's not limping anymore, or his skin allergies are better. Whatever the physical problem is, they will go, yep, that's all better. And he's no longer scared of thunderstorms. He's no longer scared of whatever. And I'm like, well, I didn't even know he had that. And they will say, well, we didn't bring it up because that's, you know, that's always been like that and it's no big deal. And then I tease them that I'm going to have to charge them double because I healed 2 problems. I find it really interesting that even though I'm not aware of it, that in just healing the physical body, a lot of times the emotions will also get healed also. And when you really think about it, you would go, well, of course that could happen. But at first it was always kind of surprising to me.
Do you have techniques that you had before this, or did you develop them? Did they kind of download to you as time went on?
The ability to see what was going on just, you know, kind of, like I said, just started happening to me.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I was raised on a farm in a really tiny community, and we had animals. I'm just not aware of, having any gifts or talents. I just feel like if they were there, I was totally oblivious to it. But then, so the gift of seeing, it's just like it started happening. Then I did take classes in a couple of different techniques for the healing, the energy work. So the techniques I mainly work with are healing touch and Qigong. I kind of do a combination of those.
Yeah, I love that. So I know working on humans is terrific. And do people do Reiki? Yes, I know I have had Reiki done actually on one of my animals before. So really, it's showing that although we seem different, we're not a whole lot different than our beautiful four-legged counterparts. That
I always, you know, sometimes clients will say, oh, you've helped my animal. Can you help me? And so I've done, you know, healing work for the human. And I find it interesting. My success rate isn't that great with humans. And yet with animals, it's, you know, really quite wonderful. And I thought, well, I mean, granted, maybe I'm not supposed to be focusing on humans. That might be it. But I really think it's just that animals make me look good. They're not laying there going, this is weird. I don't think this is going to work. You know, what am I doing? Because when I do healings for humans, as a, you know, like someone gifts, you know, like a client might say, I want you to do a healing for my mom or whatever. And if that the person who's being gifted a healing is not told, then the success rate is just as wonderful as it is with animals.
Oh, that's interesting. I love it because it's just total purity.
Here are these clients, they were trusting of me on some level, but yet something would block it. And then I didn't want to do it for humans anymore, and it isn't my first, you know, love really, but you know, if someone says that my mom needs help or my daughter or whatever, and then, like, if they don't know about it, then it's a wonderful success. So I'm like, boy, there's something about us that we still are blocking it.
Is there a difference in the work that you do depending on the type of animal?
No. What I find kind of interesting is that even though I'm doing it remote, long-distance healing, if it's a big animal, I'm aware that it takes me longer. And I'm like, well, I'm not even there. But yet, but the energy or whatever you want to call it, it's taking up just as much time as if I was really hovering over a horse versus a cat.
Or a fish. I'm looking on your website. It says you've helped fish and guinea pigs and goats and bunnies and birds. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Yes. It can be wonderful for anything, you know.
Have you ever written a book or considered writing a book on the work that you do?
Yes. I had a couple of writers look at it, and they didn't want to, because I felt like I would need some help. Because what I really want to do is... Well, how can I? Let's just say that neither of the writers approved of what I was writing, because I was basically saying, you know, drugs aren't the way to go. Repeated vaccines aren't the way to go.
Sure.
And why you don't want to be, if you got chronic issues, you don't want to keep going back to the vet. So they were like, really? Why would you want to talk badly? You know, write a book that talks badly about the vets. And I'm like, well, it just should be more about, I'm just trying to educate people that I realize that, yes, vets can help animals, but we have to know the limit. You know, like, if you got a broken leg, if your dog's got a broken leg or he's bleeding profusely, I'll be the first to say, you go to the vet. But if your animal has chronic issues, I do not believe that you should be running to the vet and just keep doing the drugs over and over and over, because it's just going to create more problems down the road.
Yeah, that's what I say about human westernized medicine as well. I think that if you can get some acupuncture and work with some alternative healers and start ridding the body of all the stuff that it's getting used to. So I'm with you. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I believe we have a special treat. You and I have had the chance to spend some time with my own dog and go into session per se. And I want to share a little bit of that time publicly over the next segment so people can get a sense. And the reason for that is that you said it usually takes about an hour, and of course, we would not be able to do that in this show, but at least we can showcase, which we will in the next segment, some highlights to get a sense of how you work. I think that'll bring people's comfort level together. So we'll come back, take a break there. And Bonnie, let's just go ahead and tell the audience how they can reach you if they want themselves to have a session.
Well, I do have a website and a Facebook page, of course, and so it's under my name, Bonnie Ilias, and I wish I had a normal last name, but it's Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, and the last name is I-L-L-I-E-S. But I think if you Googled Bonnie Animal Healer, I'm sure the website would come up without the use of the last name. And then my phone number is 952-292-7478.
Excellent. And we do have a special offering that Bonnie has gifted our ZGR listeners with, and that is if you book your session for your beloved four-legged family member by September, the end of the month, let's just say September 30th, October 1st. Let's give it that. She'll give, is that 10% off that we are for your rates? Is that right? Okay, perfect. So today is the 12th, so you have a couple weeks to think about having a session with Bonnie. So stick around. We'll be right back. You get to hear my session with Bonnie for my beloved Weimaraner and see for yourself what it's like to have one and consider one for yourself. We will be back in a moment.
Patricia here from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness Coaching. If you're like a lot of us, you're probably feeling tired, sluggish, and just stuck in a rut. Now's the time to lose weight, have more energy, kick that sugar habit, and feel absolutely amazing. I offer comprehensive health coaching plus the latest in non-invasive laser treatments to clients all over New Mexico. I also work with clients from all over the globe via Skype, email, and phone. No matter where you are, let's work together to create your personal roadmap to abundant health. To set up your initial health consultation and learn more, call 505-908-7353 or visit sculptlaserlipo.com. As a special thank you to Zeta Global Radio listeners, I am offering 10% off all laser lipo and health coaching services. You deserve to live a happy, healthy, and vibrant life. Let's start your journey today.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am Lainey Savante-Walken here with Bonnie Ilias. And if you've been listening to our show today, we are talking about our four-legged loved ones and how Bonnie has the gift being a medical intuitive and animal healer. And we discussed how we were going to spend this last segment talking about our session and showing some highlights of the session we had here with me and Bonnie and my dog, Dubby. So this will be great for all of us to just really see how she works and how you can consider that for your loved one. So here we go.
So what is your dog's name?
His name is Dubby, D-U-B-B-Y.
And how old about?
He's about 8 or 9.
All right. And what breed?
He's a Weimaraner.
All right, so I'm going to be quiet for a while as I try to focus in and see what I believe is going on. So just bear with the silence a bit, okay?
Yeah, absolutely, no problem.
Okay. One of the areas that I see is that it feels like there's something, you know, I can't diagnose. I can't say if it's a vertebrae, a muscle, a sprain. I don't know. For me, I just see when something's not quite looking the way I think it should look. So I feel like there's some kind of a blockage in the very low end of the spine. And sometimes when I see that, that's when the client will say, well, no, there's nothing wrong with the spine, but, you know, he limps or he, you know, has trouble getting up and down or whatever. And right now, when you said, you know, kind of some difficulty getting up and down, It could either be that low end of the spine, or what I'm also seeing is the liver. And when the liver shows up, a lot of times that is the root of, not always, but often it is the root of what a client would be thinking their animal has arthritis or some kind of, you know, mobility issue. So we will get into more details about that, but to me, either one could be connected or both as to why you're seeing this kind of slow movement in getting up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
And then, so what I want to do is I want to have you now tell me, well, the other area that shows up is the kidney system. I think the only reason the kidney system is showing up is because he's a little bit older, but we'll see. So I want you to tell me now what the symptoms are, what you are seeing, and then hopefully I will be able to go, oh, those are all liver symptoms, or that's why I'm seeing the liver, and then we'll get into the details of that.
Okay, sure. Well, there's a couple things. One is he definitely is having some weight issues, but when I went to the vet recently, she said, you know, a dozen if so little bumps or masses all over his body, and she says if he lost weight, she'd probably see more, and we were trying to just determine what are all these masses going on, or is he just out of control? He's got this incredible desire to just search and destroy everything in terms of trash cans. So he eats paper products, it's like, wow, really? I mean, earplugs, you name it.
So the liver is the root of fatty tumors and cysts.
Okay.
Just let me know if any of these pertain. So any history of ear issues, ear infections, itching?
Yes. In fact, we have a neighbor who takes care of him a lot, and he keeps saying, I think he has a tick in his ear because he's always scratching his ears. And every time I take him to the vet, they say his ears look just fine. But there's definitely scratching of the ears.
Okay. And another liver symptom would be issues with the stools, too hard, too soft, mucus, or blood?
Everything but blood. He needs to go out quite a few times through the night. He does not sleep through the night.
And another liver symptom would be like where he's overheated, like it doesn't take much and he's hot, panting.
Yes, all of the above.
Another liver symptom would be skin issues, what a vet would call skin allergies, fatty tumors, cysts, hot spots, dry skin.
I would probably say the fatty tumors and cysts out of that because he's just got bumps everywhere.
All right. And then any excessive licking, grooming?
Yes, he does do that a lot.
And then also, not only of himself, but do you ever see licking of objects like the floor, the carpet, the air, the furniture, pillows, blankets?
Yes, and he has a strange thing. He looks at you like he's talking, but he's like, his mouth is moving and it's just like licking as he's talking to us.
That was almost going to be my next.
People always think, oh, it's so cute. He's trying to talk to us. He's trying to tell us something. And he looks up at you and he's like, mwah, 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 mwah. But he's like, it's just licking.
The way I would be asking it is, are you seeing any signs of excessive swallowing, smacking of the lips?
Yes. Bingo. Yes.
In a way, he is trying to tell you something. All right. So, okay, so with me seeing the liver, and then you basically are confirming that I'm correct, that I have a reason to see the liver with all these symptoms that we just discussed. So I don't know if Western medicine, well, I suspect not. I don't think Western medicine would be thinking the way I see it, but the liver is the root of all these issues. And so, like, often when a new client comes to me, if it's gotten advanced enough, some of these symptoms, you know, then they get a title, a disease, you know, like, you're having seizures or you're, you know, they give it a title. And often by the time, like I said, a new client comes to me, they think their animal has three different problems. And yet often I will be saying, no, it's only one. And like in your case, I would basically say there's really, even though he's got all these symptoms, really the problem is the liver. So it's about trying to get that liver charged up, cleaned up, however you want, healed, however
sure.
you want to word it. And then, you know, so it's like the all our little, all our body parts are going to let us know there's a problem. And then if it doesn't really get the help it needs, it sends out another set of symptoms and another. So when the liver is not functioning as well as it should, one of the ways it starts showing up, you know, is like I said, is these fatty tumors and cysts. Another thing is where there's digestion issues, like you said, with the stools, the mucus, those kinds of things. And that's because the liver, besides what we often think of, like the liver is about relieving the body of toxins, it is also highly involved with digestion, breaking down the amino acids of all our proteins and dealing with the fats and oils in our meals. So if the liver just isn't able to perform as well as it should, not only is it not able to do the function of like releasing all the toxins, but also it's not breaking down our food as well, and then it's going to look like there's problems, you know, with the stools. Often, even when I see the liver, clients will say, oh, no, that's not it. On the test, you know, all the liver looks fine on all these tests. He's been diagnosed with irritable bowel. And I'm like, no, it's the liver that's not able to, like I said, break down the amino acids, deal with the fats and oils. And so then the colon is not going to be happy because it's trying to deal with food that hasn't further up down the line been processed correctly.
Or non-food in the case of Debbie. I mean, he has so many things that the paper goods. I mean, it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think I know what it is because the liver governs the pancreas. So if the liver is off or irritated long enough, and, you know, that can be either because, you know, too many chemicals, too many vaccines, not enough healthy food, or you just came into the world with a weaker liver. You know, I mean,
yeah.
There could be various reasons. But the liver then governs the pancreas. So if the liver is taxed enough, the next system to kind of buckle under the pressure is the pancreas. And a classic pancreas symptom is a need to eat non-food items.
Wow.
I don't understand why, but I have just read that in my Chinese medicine books because I think we kind of talked about this last week that when I first started doing this work, you know, I was confident that I was seeing correctly, but it didn't always make sense because even in your case, me seeing liver and then, you know, someone saying, oh, you know, he's overheated or he's smacking his lips, you know, all these things you mentioned.
Yeah.
15 years ago, I would have thought, what's that got to do with the liver? You know, it didn't make sense to me, but in Chinese medicine, all these symptoms make total sense to them.
Wow. Thank you so much, Bonnie. I've learned an immense amount and the importance of really taking care of our beloved babies. But your accuracy is so impressive. I was just sitting here thinking about how spot on what you just shared. And I can't wait to run out to the store right now and, you know, buy some food and really honor the root of what you shared. So thank you for your intuitive healing for Debbie. And I'm going to send you a picture of Debbie just so he can thank you personally. And I know that he'll be on the road to better health immediately because of you. And for those of you out there who want to take this opportunity as well, you can go to Bonnie, B B-O-N-N-I-E, Illies, I-L-L-I-E-S.com. Learn more about her work. And of course, we'll have more on the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page, as well as our profile page on BBS Radio, which is bbsradio.com/ZGR. Bonnie, thank you so much for being here today and sharing your gifts. And we'll probably be following back with you again from time to time, because we do have a huge animal loving listenership, and we'll want to know more about the great work that you're doing. So thanks again.
That'd be great. Thanks so much.
All righty. Take care. Wow, what a great show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Thank you so much for listening. If you get a chance to visit Bonnie's website, please do so. And hope you're out there having a great rest of your weekend with your pets. And may they be, and you, very healthy and blessed. Take care.
Great.